Chapter 25, Action Options and Response Objectives. Chapter Objectives. Explain predetermined procedures. Explain the role of first responders in initiating protective actions. Describe the process of size up and risk assessment. Differentiate among hazardous materials incident levels. Explain the three modes of operation at hazardous materials incidents. Explain the process of planning the initial response at hazardous materials incidents. Explain ways of implementing response objectives and action options. Differentiate among types of terrorist attacks and their associated hazards. Identify hazards at illicit laboratories. Recognize illegal hazmat dumps. Describe hazardous materials response during and after natural disasters. Identify processes for evaluating progress at a hazardous materials incident. Skill Sheet 25-1, make appropriate notifications of a hazardous materials incident. Skill Sheet 25-2, implement protective actions at a hazardous materials incident. Skill Sheet 25-3, provide scene control at a hazardous materials incident. Skill Sheet 25-4, identify actions available at a hazardous materials incident. Skill Sheet 25-5, evaluate progress made at a hazardous materials incident. The first step in mitigating or solving any hazmat incident is understanding the problem within the framework of incident priorities, IMS, and predetermined procedures. First responders can form an overall plan of action by understanding the problem and its entire component parts. After an overall plan is formed, first responders should use NIMS-ICS to develop an incident action plan, IAP, assign tasks, and implement plan strategies. Some incidents such as terrorism present unique challenges for first responders with regard to planning and implementation. This chapter provides a broad overview of incident management at a scene and also provides details on terrorist activities and other criminal behavior that is important for planning and implementing response at those types of incidents. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Explain predetermined procedures. Predetermined procedures. During a hazmat incident, developing an appropriate incident action plan, IAP, is vital because mistakes made in the initial response can make the difference between solving the problem and becoming part of it, Figure 25.1. While the incident commander, IC, may be responsible for developing the incident action plan and identifying the response objectives and options, all responders must understand the process and know the tasks they may be asked to perform. Despite obvious variations, hazmat incidents typically share some similarities. These similarities are the basis for an organization's predetermined standard operating procedures, SOPs. They may also include emergency response plans. Figure 25. 1. If responders make mistakes in the initial stages of the incident, the consequences can be severe. Courtesy of the U.S. Air Force. SOPs should include considerations for the following. Chemical responses. Biological responses. Radiological/nuclear responses. WMD responses. Explosive/explosive materials responses. Significant incident responses. Standard guidelines have a built-in flexibility that allows adjustments, with reasonable justification, when unforeseen circumstances occur. The first units that reach the scene usually initiate the predetermined actions. The initial response actions supplement, but do not replace, incident size up and other decisions based on professional judgment, evaluation, or command. In addition, several predetermined procedures may be available from which to choose, depending on incident severity, location, and the ability of first-in units to achieve control. Following predetermined procedures reduces chaos on the hazmat scene. All resources can be used in a coordinated effort to rescue victims, stabilize the incident, and protect the environment and property. Operational procedures that are standardized, clearly written, and mandated to each department/organization member establish accountability and increase command and control effectiveness. Figure 25.2 responders should be familiar with their emergency response plan and SOPs. Courtesy of the U.S. Air Force. Predetermined procedures also help prevent duplication of effort and uncoordinated operations because all positions are assigned and covered. In addition, predetermined procedures describe assumption and transfer of command, communications procedures, and tactical procedures. SOPs should define your role according to your training level at emergency incidents, including those involving hazardous materials. While the procedures may vary considerably in different localities, the principles are usually the same. You must know the location of your agency's emergency response plan and written SOPs, Figure 25.2. Finally, all predetermined procedures must keep incident priorities, life safety, incident stabilization, protection of property, in mind and be designed to enhance those priorities. Never risk your life to save property that is replaceable or cannot be saved. All plans must be made with these priorities in mind. However, incidents are dynamic and priorities may change according to the situation. Note, a fourth priority, societal restoration, is sometimes added to this list to ensure that the recovery phase of major incidents is considered from the beginning.